lineups for both teams. Right now, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Want to go through some of the numbers for you, some of the stats. At number four, Faith Nielsen, a sophomore center. 5'5", 25 digs, 64 assists, 8 kills. Aaron Jacobson, where's number five, an outside hitter, 5'10", 167 kills this season, 138 digs. Sophie Stork, a senior outside hitter at 5'10", where's number seven, and she leads the team in kills with 204. So Stork at 204, Jacobson at 167. Bree Erke, who wears number eight, a junior middle hitter at 5'10", 105 kills. So we'll be saying Erke, Stork, and Jacobson a lot. Those are the top attackers for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. We mentioned before our commercial break that Hallie Schultz, a 5'10 center, 460 assists. She's the one that's going to be feeding it to those attackers. And Annika Peterson, the head coach of New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, said Schultz has some problems with one of her shoulders. So Schultz will be out there as the person setting everybody up, but she will not serve tonight because of that shoulder issue. Sarah George, a junior middle hitter, 67 kills. Reese Martin, a senior, right side, 5'10", 61 kills. And then Cindy Schultz, we got to mention her, a junior libero, 5'5", where's number 21, leads the team in digs with 261 digs. Some of the numbers for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Starting lineup. Let me grab my starting lineup for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. It's brought to you by T&W Towing. Next time you find yourself on the side of the road and need a tow, you call 473-2999. That's T&W Towing. We meet by accident. Here are the starters for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. A 5'5 sophomore, number four, Faith Nielsen. A 5'10 junior outside hitter, number five, Aaron Jacobson. A 5'10 senior outside hitter, number seven, Sophie Stork. A 5'10 junior middle hitter, number eight, Bree Erke. A 5'10 junior, number 12, Sarah George. And a 5'10 senior, number 15, Reese Martin. The libero is Sydney Schultz, who wears number 21. And Mark, did you get the Waterville Legion Morristown starters?
I sure did. And I'll try to pronounce them the best I can. All right, number one, Michaela Schuster. Number two, Claire Boland. Number seven, Josephine Volkman. Number nine, Alexandra Heiss. Number 10, Helena Atherton. Number 12, Riley Salmon. Number 20, Grace Baker. That's your starting lineup for the Waterville Legion Buccaneers.
So we are ready for volleyball. Let's take one real quick timeout, and we'll be back.
Real estate is booming right now. Come see me, Susie Miller.
And me, Diane Obermeyer.
At Arcadian Bank. Our team is ready to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance.
The process is so simple with the online application or download the Arcadian Bank mortgage app. Or, if you prefer to meet in person, call us at 507-373-1945 or stop into our Albert Lee location at 1452 West Main, Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we are underway here in this subsection final. NREGG serving, they'll set on the attack left front, hit over the two blockers, bump in the back row, set on the attack left front for WEM over the two blockers, played by the Panthers. On the attack left front, bump in the back row, set chance for the Buccaneers, middle front, slapped over, kept alive, battle at the net, and we have a violation. In the net was selling from New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, so WEM's up 1-0 here in set number one.
We have our first substitution into the game for Waterville Legion. Jordan Green coming into the game.
So Jordan Green, also a Hallie Schultz checking in for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. So Waterville Legion Morristown there on the right side of the net. NREGG on the left, 1-0 here in set one. Service over, bumped by libero Schultz. On the attack, left front, hit over, bumped by WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, that one's hit over. That's going to be down for a point. Getting the kill there is Alexandra Heiss, a 5'10 senior. So Heiss gets the kill, and it's 2-0 WEM.
Yeah, nice set, nice kill just off the fingertips of, and out of bounds. 2-0 lead here.
That was almost an ace. It was kept alive by NREGG. They'll hit it over. Free ball here for WEM. On the attack, middle front, off the blockers and down. And once again, Heiss in the middle. 5'10 senior A lot of height, and it's 3-0 Buccaneers off to a fast start here in set one. On the jump serve, hits it over, bumped. In the back row, set, on the attack, right front, never went over. On the attack, that was Stork, and Stork hit it right into the net. And WEM is up 4-0. Chance of, there's a net there by the WEM student body, and now we're going to have a service error. Serving for WEM was Jordan Green, so a point for NREGG on the side out. Stork serving from the right side behind the line. That one just skips over the top of the net and down for a point. Mark, it definitely makes things different now that you can use the net on a serve.
Yeah, big difference there. 4-2 is the score here now.
Stork on the jump serve, hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, left front, off the blockers, with block on a pounce. And that's a point for WEM.
Good block, just got across the side there.
That was Reese Martin for NREGG on the block attempt. It's 5-2 WEM here in set one. Serve over, set, on the attack, right front over the two blockers, bump, set, on the attack, left front for WEM, down the line, and that one's out. And that'll be a point for the Panthers. That was Bolin trying to attack and taking it straight down the line. That's 5-3. So Bree Erke serving, and Erke hits that one in the net. So a service there, it's 5-4.
21, Sydney Schultz back into the game. Number 8, Erke sits down.
Grace Baker, the libero, wearing a gray jersey, serving for WEM on the attack, right front, hits it past the back line. That's going to be an attack error. An attack error for NREGG. That was Martin, and a point for WEM at 7-3. 7-3. So actually at one point they did give the WEM. I had it down wrong. 7-3 is our score. Stork attack on the back row. Hits it over. Set on the attack. Middle front off the blockers. Back to WEM. Set on the attack. Left front. Blocked once again. Right back to the Buccaneers. Set on the attack. Middle front. Tips over two blockers and down for a point.
Nice job by Riley Salmon. Just tipped it over the front row and 8-3 Waterville is now ahead.
Yeah, nice job there by Salmon. Yeah, they couldn't get around the blocker, so.
No, just tipped it right over him.
So it's 8-3, WEM on top, service over on the attack. That one's played by the Buccaneers. Third hit over, three ball here for NREGG. Set, no, quick second hit over, played by WEM. On the attack, left front, and it's dug out in the back row. Nicely there by Schultz. Back to WEM and down for a point.
Nice dig by Schultz, nice tip over there. By number 12, Sarah George, scores 8-4 now.
So a side out for NREGG, 8-4, like Mark mentioned. Serve is over. Set on the attack, left front. And dug out nicely once again by Schultz. Hit over by NREGG, free ball for WEM. On the attack, middle front, off the blockers and into the New Richland side of the net. That's a kill and a point for WEM. It's 9-4.
Yeah, good hustle by Schultz there. She's gotten very familiar with the floor with her digs already. She's had to dive a couple of times to save him.
Substitution, Bailey Erke back out there for NREGG. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in on AM 1450. MyAlbertLee.com, iHeartRadio app. On the attack, NREGG off the blockers and down. And that is Aaron Jacobson, a 5'10 junior, gets her first kill. And it's 9-5. After trailing 4-0 early, Panthers have played even with the Buccaneers. Serve is over. Bump in the back row. Bumped again on the attack. Left front over the two blockers. Bumped by Schultz. Set on the attack at Stork. Left front. That's down. Stork with a cross-court attack. And it's 9-6.
Yeah, that was great. All the way across court to the open spot. It's now 9-6.
Serve is over. Bump in the back row. Set on the attack, middle front, and that's off top of the net, dug out by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Schultz will bump it over, free ball for WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, Cyrus snaps it over, but kept alive by NREGG. That was Schultz who kept it alive. Another chance for the Buccaneers, on the attack, right front, blocked right back, and a point for the Panthers.
Nice combined effort there. There's Sarah George, and who's that other young lady there? Looks like Stork. Good job of blocking at the net.
And it's going to be an ace for the Panthers. Make it 9-7. 9-7. Here comes New Richmond Heartland Ellendale Geneva. Aaron Jacobson, the one serving for the Panthers. It's down to a one-point lead here in set one. 9-8. On the attack, left front. Blockers right back at WEM. Set. On the attack, left front over the two blockers.
That's
and
right.
On the bounce. And we are tied at 9 apiece here in New Prague in set number one on the attack there. And WEM needs a timeout. We'll take one as well. What a great start to the subsection final. We are tied at 9. Panthers and Buccaneers. We're back in a moment on tape.
In about 8.5 seconds, Uncle Ed will come to understand that the secret to deep frying a turkey is to make sure it's not still frozen when it hits the oil. Fortunately, Aunt Doris understands the value of insurance. She's got a second turkey in the oven, and Americana handles her homeowner's policy. So happy Thanksgiving from Americana Insurance in Albert Lea. Give us a call at 377-2000. Huh, who knew a turkey could fly that far?
News, weather, farm, sports, and great music. It's AM 1450 KATE, Albert Lea Radio.
So after the timeout, 9-9 game here in New Prague here in set number one. Panthers serving tip back. And it's going to be down for a point. A nice tip shot there by WEM Salmon. And WEM back on top, 10-9.
Yeah, nice little tip move over the front row. Fell harmlessly on the floor. And Waterville, Elysian, Myerstown up 10-9.
Serve is over, dug out by Schultz. On the attack, left front, hit over, score gets the back. Blocked there by Waterville, Elysian, Morristown.
Riley Salmon did a great job of blocking that one.
Who was that, Salmon?
Yep, Riley Salmon. Met her at the net, great block.
Serve is over. Sent on the attack, left front. No, two hands sort of just pops it over. Played by WEM. Hit right back to Richmond Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And the pass is going to get the point. In the right front, that was Schultz with two hands. She aimed towards that back right corner. And no one could get to it for WEM. A point for the Panthers. Side out, it's 11-10. Serve is over by Schultz. Bumped right back to the Panthers. They'll hit it over on hit number two. Set on the attack, left front. And that's going to be off the blockers and down. Give the kill that time to Atherton. That's 12-10. Buccaneers on top. Yeah, one thing about New Prague High School, if you never watch any kind of sporting event here, it echoes well, so it always gets very loud.
It gets loud. Pellant has checked in. She's serving.
Her serve is over. Bump. Set on the attack. Middle front. That's going to be down for a kill. Give the kill to Erke. Erke with the kill, and it's 12-11 Buccaneers. Panthers battling here in set number one. Again, WEM, the number one seed, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, the number three seed. Panthers beat the number six seed, St. Clair. Beat the number seven seed, Maple River, to get to this matchup.
Number four, Faith Nielsen checks in, and she'll serve.
So Nielsen serving behind the middle part of that back row, serves it over. Set on the attack, left front, off of two blockers, bumped by Schultz, bumped again. Third hit over by Stork, and that's going to sail past the back line. That's 13-11 Buccaneers.
Yeah, Stork saw him creeping up, and she tried to clear him, but she got it outside the back line there. 13-11, Waterville Legion leads.
Well, if this is any sign of what we have to come here in the subsection final, this is going to be a dandy. 13-11, Buccaneers on top. Jump serve over, bumped. Second hit over by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Set on the attack, middle front. That's going to get over. Schultz will bump it. Set on the attack, right front. Flat-footed, hits it over. Played by WEM. Bumping it deep on their side. Third hit over. Played by Schultz. Bump backward. Schultz will bump it over. Free ball here for WEM. Set on the attack, middle front. Over the two blockers. That's down for a kill. That's Heist with the kill. And it's 14-11 Buccaneers.
Yeah, nice job by Nice there. Saw the open spot, went for the kill.
So WEM serving. They're up 4-0. Now they're up by 3. That one was almost an ace. Panthers will return it on hit number 3. Chance for the Buccaneers. Hit over on hit number 2. Bumped, and that's going to stay in play. WEM will play it. on the attack, left front. That's it over the two blockers on that attack. That was Volkman. Kevin the other way. Stork from the left front, punches it over. Played in the back row nicely by Bolin. On the attack, middle front, hit over. Kept alive by NRATG. Shelter Libero, second hit over. Bump, set. On the attack, middle front. That one
boom.
Is hand gone.
Number nine again with the kill away. Nice.
And a timeout can be called by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Sometimes it's set up so nice, you know what's coming.
Yeah, you just nothing but a wide open spot there down here in the right side corner, and she got up and she buried it. Four-point run here for Waterville, leaving Morristown.
15-11, we'll take a quick timeout.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
What you put off maintaining today could cost you more later on. When it comes to your vehicle's tires, it's essential for your safety and the safety of others that your tire pressure, tread, and sidewalls are in good shape. Drive with peace of mind.
For tire inspections, maintenance, and purchases, the only name you need to know is Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lea. Quality tires and the best prices. Visit HansonTire.com for a free quote today.
And back here in New Prague, the timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lea. Call 373-4680. And as I was finishing that, that's an ace for WEM to make it 16-11 Buccaneers. Jump serve is over, bump in the back row, set, on the attack, middle front, hits it over the blocker. Chance for WEM, on the attack, left front, hits over two blockers. Dug out by Schultz once again, and barely spins over the net. WEM controls, middle front, that one's bumped straight up to the rafters, kept alive nicely by NRATG. Third hit over. That was Ellie Schultz that kept that one alive. On the attack for the Buccaneers, over the two blockers and down. And give the kill to Volkman. And right now, the Buccaneers trying to pull away here in set number one. It's 17-11.
Yeah, they got him on the run right now. Buried that one there. Nice dive by Schultz. She couldn't dig it out.
It was an 11-10 lead for WEM. They're up by six, and now a double hit on the set, and that's a point for WEM to make it 18-11. Got to get a side out here. Here in our HEG. Serve is over. Bump by Schultz. Set on the attack. Middle front hit over. Played by WEM. Right back to our HEG and a five for a point. A lot of times you don't see a bump straight back land for a point, but just kind of perfect placement there in the left front. It falls for a point. And it's 19-11 Buccaneers. Jump serve is over. Bump in the back row. Bumped again. Third hit over. Free ball here for WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, perfect set off the blocker. Schultz will play it. Set Stork on the attack, left front, hits over two blockers, dug out, but sideways. And that'll be a kill. That's a kill for Stork. And he side out, a much needed side out after 7 points in a row for WEM. Stork on the jump serve, hits it over. Bump in the back row, set on the attack, left front, blocked, and stays on the Panther side. Other Schultz on the back row, but they hit it over. That was Sidney Schultz. WEM will slap it over. Dug out by Schultz. Set on the attack. Left front. Off the blockers. Right back to the Panther. Set. Hit over flat-footed right front on that attack. That was Martin. And now bumped way back, but somehow WEM gets it over. Free ball for the Panthers on the attack.
Oh, nice. Nice set.
And that's Erky with the kill.
And you got a beautiful set. It just... right there in the center kill, and she buried it.
After WEM sent him a free ball, Panthers take advantage, 19-13. Serve is over by Stork. And that sails past the back line. That always hurts a service error.
Just crawled over the back line.
And it's 20-13. WEM serving, you played at 25, you got to win by two. We're in set number one, and that's going to be an ace. Stork cannot play to the back row. Give that ace to Josephine Volkman.
Yeah, good strong serve right at her forehead there as she approached the back row, and she couldn't really do anything with it.
21-13. Serve is over, bumped right back to WEM. Great chance for the Buccaneers. On the attack, left front, hits it over. It's going to sail past that back line. Bolin on the attack for WEM. And it goes outside out, 21-14. And WEM was up 4-0.
Nice serve.
That's going to be an ace. I looked down. What happened there?
Beautiful serve just over the net. Buried it right at the front of their feet. Never had a chance to return it. Great serve there.
So Grace Peterson gets the ace. It's 21-15. Serve is over. Panthers trying to battle back on the attack. Middle front hits it over. Bumped.
Dig.
Set. Bumped by WEM. Set. On the attack. Left front. Down the line. That's going to be a kill. Beautiful kill by Grace Wilkinson. Way that was number two. Hit it down the line. And that's 22-15 lead for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Bree Urquhart had dove for it, but she didn't have a chance. It was buried right there.
So serving the libero, Grace Baker. Bump by the Panthers. Third hit over. Free ball coming for WEM. Set on the attack. Middle front. Perfect set off the blockers, but dug out nicely by the Panthers. They'll hit it right back to the Bucks. On the attack. Left front. Over the two blockers and trying to dig it out. Schultz did. Second attempt. Did not keep it alive, and that's a kill and a point for WEM. And it's 23-15, and New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva is going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kyler, attorney at law. Serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. And Mark, we're only in set number one, but these two teams are pretty evenly matched. It's been a fun first set.
Yeah, they are. Waterville Elysian is controlling the net right now. They're getting a lot more attacks at the net, which is, you know, leaving the Panthers a little bit on their heels. That's how when they made their run. So good time out there to kind of regroup. Down 23-15, time to put a stop to it. You know, the last kill, Schultz and Jacobson dove to dig it out, and they ended up in a pile on the floor, and the timeout is over, and so we're ready to go.
23-15, 2 points away from the Buccaneers, taking set number one. As Baker will serve, jump serve is over. No, into the net, that's a service there.
Big break. Baker's got a powerful serve. That's a big break, and then they'll get that over the net.
So it's 23-16 with a side out. Let's see if the Panthers can go on a run here. Martin serving, jump serve, hits it over, bumped, goes sideways, bumped a second time, third it over, and that's going to sail past the back line of a point for the Panthers.
Good decision there for number 15, Reese Martin. She just barely got across the back line. She just let it go.
Serve is over, spins on the top of the net, and that's down for an eight. And that is Reese Martin. Here comes the Panthers. It's 23-18. And our HEG not done here in set number one.
Hit the top of the net and just died right there.
Martin hits it over, bumped. Set. On the attack, left front over the two blockers. Bumped. Set for the Panthers. Third hit over, free ball for WEM. Bump in the back row, set. On the attack, middle front. And that's going to be down for a kill. Just with a hammer, that's Riley Salmon. We mentioned her name a few times, a 5'9 senior. And it's going to be set point for WEM. 24-18, the Buccaneers, who went out to a 4-0 lead. As close as NRHEG got, they cut it down to a point at 9-8, 10-9, and 11-10. Buccaneers trying to put this one away. Serve is over. Set on the attack, right front, and this one is over. An attack here goes into the net for NRHEG. On the attempt was Jacobson. And set number one goes to the Buccaneers. 25-18, WEM wins set number one.
Yeah, what? Go ahead. The Buccaneers did, you know, 11-11, it's all, I think it was 11-10, actually, that they were trailing, and they went on a nice run there, rattled off eight in a row, and pretty much took control at that point. And they're attacking the net is what they're doing right now, and forcing the girls at the net to try and block them, and a lot of those are getting off their hands in our back row, and our outside hitters are having to dive to dig and save them at that. So right now they got a little bit on the heels, so we're only down one set to none right now. Best of five sets, so
right, yep.
2.5 minutes here to regroup, rehydrate, and get the second set started here.
Want to thank Apuli Scrap Iron. They provide quality scrap recycling solutions for all your scrap needs, and they're your aluminum can recycling center. Contact Apuli Scrap Iron at 467-3789. L&D Egg Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year. For all of your precision egg needs, make sure to call L&D Egg Service today at 845-2100. New Richland Care Center. They work with the residents and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. Contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. And Arrow Accounting. For all your accounting needs, you call Allison Olson with Arrow Accounting at 507-391-3738. Serving New Richland, Heartland, and the Waseca areas. Again, Waterville Elysian Morristown takes set number one, 25-18. We're going to take a timeout. Second set coming your way next by KATE, Albert Lee.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lee. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 5 years with 2.69% APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their fall loan special. 377-1616, member NCUA.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
And back here in New Prague, Aaron and Mark Worm with you. Section 2, a double A, South Subsection Final. The top seed, Waterville Elysian Morristown. They take the first set against the number 3 seed, New Richland Heartland, Ellendale Geneva. 25-18 as we get ready for set number 2. And Mark, you were talking off the air. Good job by WEM with controlling the net there in set 1.
Yeah, they're attacking hard. And that's what's really done it. They got a carry.
Yeah, double hit going to be coming the Panthers.
Can't catch it with your flat hand and then carry.
So it's 1-0 WEM. Serve is over. Bump by Stork. Set on the attack. Stork left front over the two blockers. That's going to be a kill. Kill for Stork. WEM not able to play that one cleanly. And we're tied at 1 apiece.
Nice job by Stork on the left side. She saw that hole on the right side and just buried it over there between the two Waterville Elysian young ladies.
Again, a great crowd here. Looks like the Buccaneers are going with a whiteout. Their student body wearing nothing but white T-shirts. NRHEG, kind of a fluorescent theme tonight, as that's going to be a service there. On the serve there by Faith Nielsen. And it's 2-1 WEM.
Nielsen out, and number 11, Hallie Schultz back in.
Again, teams stay on the same side of the net. So WEM on the right, NRHEG on the left. The serve is over. Serving is Volkman. Set on the attack, middle front for the Panthers. That one slapped over, played by WEM. On the attack, left front. Here are the two blockers, played by NRHEG. Stork on the attack, left front, hits it over. It's bumped backwards, but kept alive by WEM. Third hit over, free ball. Nice job there by Heiss, last one to put it over. Now, Stork on a tough set, just gets it over barely. WEM on the attack the other way, and we're going to have a violation of the net on the Panthers, so a point for WEM, and it's 3-1 Buccaneers.
Yeah, they had a nice set there, and they were about to bury it, and they had a Panther in the net.
Serve is over. Bumped, set, on the attack, left front, hits over the two blockers, bumped, set. On the attack, left front, that's hit over by Bolick. Kept alive by the Panthers. Stork's going to bump it over. Free ball for the Buccaneers. Set on the attack, middle front, hit over. That's done for a kill. Give that kill to Heiss. Then 5'10 senior, we mentioned Heiss's name many times. It's 4-1 Buccaneers here in set 2 with the Bucs up 1-0.
Yeah, Sydney Schultz gave it a dive, but that ball was buried once she attacked there.
And now Volkman's serve is going to be a service there. It goes out of bounds right in front of the Panther bench. And a side out, it's 4-2.
And Stork to serve. She's got a good, strong serve. She's a good strong player. Good outside hitter.
Hits it over. Third hit over by WEM. Bumped by Stork. Set on the attack. Middle front hits over two blockers. That's going to be down for a point. Bit of a push shot. Actually not over the blockers, but to the right of the blockers was Bree Erke. She found a spot in the left front. They got a point. The Panthers cut it down to a one-point lead, 4-3. Stork hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, left front over the two blockers. Played by Stork, right back to the net and trying to get it off the net, not able to. It was bumped to the net, and that was Helly Schultz trying to play it on hit number 2, not able to. That's a side out, 5-3 Buccaneers here in set 2.
This is a big service here because Baker's got a big serve. She had a run last time in the first game.
Yeah, Baker, the libero. Service over on the attack.
Yes.
Guess what? Her serve string comes to an end real quick. That's a kill for Bree Erke from the right front. Hammers it home, and it's 5-4.
She's got a powerful serve. She had a nice run in the first game, but they got it right away. That's take it away from her.
Erke serves it over, sets on the attack, middle front, off the two blockers, kept alive by the Panthers. Third hit over. Here's a chance for WEM going from right to left in your radio dial on the attack. That's down for a point. Set up nicely there with Salmon. And Salmon hit out the two blockers and down for a point. Yeah, it's 6-4.
Right in front of Bree Erke. Bree Erke checks out. Sydney Schultz checks back in.
So WEM serving again. They're up 1-0 if you're just joining us here on KETE Albert Lee. Third hit over out of the back row. Good chance here for the Bucks. Set on the attack left front. Blocked right back at him. Another chance for WEM. On the attack a second time. Played by Stork in the back row. Set up, and that attack goes in the net. Wasn't the best set, and Aaron Jacobson tried to do something with it, not able to. And it's 7-4 Buccaneers.
Yeah, Waterville Legion had all six of their players pressing the net right there. Just needed to get a soft one over the top, and it hit the net.
Serve is over. Bumped by Stork on the attack middle front. That's going to sail on the attack there by Sarah George. Skip scores where the band is for WEM. And the Buccaneers up by 4, their biggest lead here in set number 2. Again, they won set 1, 25-18. Serve is over, bumped. On the attack of the back row, that's Sydney Schultz, and her attack's going to sail past the back line. So an attack here, it's 9-4. And a timeout's going to be taken by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. We'll keep it right here. 9-4 is your score. Buccaneers on top. And one thing in a postseason game, especially when you're the underdog, probably like the Panthers are, those unforced errors.
Yeah.
That always hurts.
I think that's why Coach Peterson called a timeout. She's pretty demonstrative down there in the huddle right now. She's just trying to get it all straightened out.
Reminder, the winner of this one will take on the winner of the next matchup. Southwest Christian taking on Belle Plaine in the North Subsection Final. The winners will match up in St. Peter coming up on Saturday for a trip to the XL Energy Center. Last year, of course, like many sports, there was not a state volleyball tournament, so everybody trying to get there. And now for the first time, there's 4 classes in volleyball, so there's going to be 8 more teams at state this year than previous years. Time for the timeout. WEM serving, hits it over, bump in the back row, set on the attack from 8 feet away, hit over. And that's going to be down for a point. It was just a flat-footed hit by Martin. WEM not able to return it. Side out, it's 9-5.
Yeah, kind of surprised Grace Baker in the back row there. She kind of threw up 2 hands in front of her face, hit the hands and went out of bounds. Ooh.
Serve is over, set on the attack left front. Over the 2 blockers, can't dig it out. That's going to be a kill for Elena Atherton. It's 10-5 WEM after the side out. We do have to say hi. Crystal Lamont, the head coach on Waterville Legion Morristown, said her mom, Linda Lamont, is listening tonight. So, Linda, thank you so much for having us on. Serve is over. Return by NRHEG on the attack, and that attack goes right in the net. On the attack by Salmon, point for the Panthers.
Yeah, Salmon went for the kill and never got it over the top of the net. 10-6 is our score here.
Panthers in the black jerseys, Buccaneers in the green. Serve is over, set on the attack right front off the 2 blockers. Bumped by Sydney Schultz, bumped again. Stork comes running in, just going to punch it over, played by WEM. On the attack left front, over the 2 blockers, comes right back to WEM. Another chance on the attack there is Atherton, played by the Panthers, set. Stork on the attack left front, it's blocked right back.
Great block.
That was Salmon.
Salmon, she just stood right there as Stork tried to kill it over the net. She just stood there and buried it. Good job of blocking it.
Salmon's going to come out. Riley Pellant will check in for WEM. Yeah, the Buccaneers won the first set 25-18. They're up 11-6 here in set number 2. On the attack, Stork left front, hits it over. That's going to sail past the back line.
This guy, he saw the left corner wide open and went for it and just got beyond the line.
So it's 12-6 WEM. Serve is over by the Buccaneers. Bumped. Third it over. Free ball here for WEM. Bumped. set. On the attack, middle front. Blockers block it right back at WEM on that attack by Heiss. That attack is going to be down. Heiss gets a second chance, and that time she nailed it all. And it's 13-6 Buccaneers.
And again, the Buccaneers are just attacking that net, setting up for the kill shots, and they've been very successful tonight doing it.
WEM 17-12, NRHEG 16-12. WEM won the matchup during the regular season. Returned by the Panthers, set on the attack, middle front. That's off the blockers. Kept alive by Sydney Schultz, set by Stork. Stork's going to hit it over. That's going to go down for a kill. Not able to play it off the fingertips was Heiss. And that's a kill for Stork, and a big side out needed for the Panthers. It's still 13-7. But serving now will be Cindy Schultz-Libero. Schultz hits it over. That's going to be down for an ace. Not able to dig it out was Volkman in the back row. And it's 13-8.
Maybe we can rain some aces here. It just crawled over the net, unable to return it.
Schultz hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, left front. Blocked right back at WEM, and a point for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. That was Helly Schultz, I think, on the block. Bree Erke was there with her as well. It's 13-9. Here comes the Panthers, down by just four. Serve is over by Schultz. On the attack, right front, and that's down for a kill. That's Atherton with the kill from the right front. Sydney Schultz dove in the back row, cannot keep it alive. That's 14-9 WEM.
Atherton out, number six Green in to serve for Waterville Elysian.
Again, Buccaneers up 1-0. We're in set number two. Bucks up by five in this set. Played by the Panthers, bumped. On the attack, Historic gets over two blockers. Set on the attack for WEM, trying to slap it over. It never went over. That's four hits. It wasn't a great set for Heiss, and Heiss tried to get it over, not able to. So a side out, a point to the Panthers. It's 14-10.
Number four, Nielsen back into the game, and number 15, Tatum Smith, number 15, pardon me, Reese Martin.
So the Panthers serving from left to right on your radio dial. Serving is Nielsen. Serve is over. Played in the back row, bumped on the attack, left front, over the two blockers. And miscommunication there by NRHEG. That's going to be down for a point. And a couple of players in the back row, both kind of running at each other and pulled up, and no one really played it, so it's 15-10 WEM.
Helly Schultz checks back in.
And that's your score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Want to thank our good friends at Hanson Tire Service. Serve is over. Sat on the attack, gets it over the blocker and down for a kill. Give that point to Erke. Erke gets the kill, side out, it's 15-11.
Yeah, nice job by Dee Erke. She saw the open area, she just killed it and buried it on the floor.
Again, we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box here at New Prague High School. Now Stork with a service there. That one does not get over, and it's 16-11 WEM.
Yeah, Stork is such a strong server, she just didn't get it square, it went right into the net.
So Grace Baker, the libero serving. We're in the green jersey. Okay, WEM in the green and black. Panthers in the black and red. On the attack, it's blocked right back at NRHEG. Give that block to Sarah George. Take that back. Give that block to Salmon. The attack was by, I believe, Erke. And Salmon with a big block at 17-11 Buccaneers.
Yeah, she blasted right into Salmon, and Salmon just returned the favor and buried it.
Baker hits it over, set on the attack, left front, come running in, and it's blocked right back at NRHEG. Ends up on the WEM side. On the attack, over the two blockers, Stork dives, keeps it alive, hit backwards, third it over by Sydney Schultz. Set on the attack, middle front, over the two blockers, played by the Panthers, second it over by Stork. Another chance for the Bucks, quick second it over, Stork keeps it alive, at the
net. She's in the net, she's in the net.
Salmon went up for the dunk.
She looked
literally
like Shaquille O'Neal up there, she just came up there, palmed it, buried it, right in arm right into the net.
She went way up, and yeah, most of her arm was in the net, so a point for NRHEG at 17-12. Hit over by WEM, sat on the attack, left front, goes off the blockers, goes backwards on that attack, chance for the Buccaneers. Running hit over there by Bolin. Set on the attack, left front, hits over the blocker, bumped by the Bucks. Bumped a second time. On the attack, hit over, off the blockers, kept alive by NRHEG. Bolin on the attack. On the attack, left front, into the net. And that's an attack here on Jacobson. A point for the Buccaneers. It's 18-12 WEM. Any timeout's going to be called. We'll take one as well. WEM's up 1-0. The top seed in the South subsection, the Buccaneers lead 18-12 here in set number two. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to Panther Volleyball on Paint Radio.
Avoid costly repairs with a Goodyear Fall Car Care Package from Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. For only $49.99, the package includes a standard oil change, complete vehicle inspection, including condition of brakes, topping off all fluids, four tire rotation, antifreeze check, examine belts and hoses, and tires tread depth and pressure. Call Hanson Tire Service at 373-0636 to set up your appointment today for the Fall Car Care Package. And remember, you're welcome to stop in anytime to get a free battery check.
Back in New Prague, Section 2, 2A South Subsection Final. Aaron and Mark Warren with you on AM 1450 KATE, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and, of course, on your smart speaker. I want to thank Panther fans, everybody in Freeborn County and the surrounding area for tuning in. And if you're a Buccaneer fan tuning in Waterville, Legion, Morristown, thank you so much for having us probably online at myalbertlee.com or the iHeartRadio app. So it's 18-12 WEM serving from right to left. Oh. That's going to sail. That's going to be a service error on green, so a point for the Panthers. It's 18-13.
1 point at a time.
Jump serve, hit over, bump in the back row. Sat on the attack, middle front. That's going to be down for a kill and a point. That's Salmon. Salmon with the kill to make it 19-13.
And that's one thing. Out and Bailey Erke in.
Just going to say, when you have a couple of players that can play that middle, and WEM's got a couple. Boland serve is over. Set on the attack, right front, just tips it over off a block over WEM. Set on the attack, left front. That's hit over by Atherton. Did he block?
I blocked there. I'm trying to see who the young lady is, number 12.
So a block by George.
Sarah George.
So a side out, it's 19-14. Serve is over, bumped, set, on the attack, middle front, over the blocker, bumped in the back, right back to the net, almost slammed down, battle for it at the net, now it's on the WEM side. On the attack, left front over the two blockers, played by Sydney Schultz. Set, on the attack, Stork. Stork flat-footed, hits it over. Set on the attack, left front, and that's going to be down the line. That's going to be a point to the kill there for Elena Atherton. 5'8 sophomore went off a couple of Panthers and down for a point. And it's 20-14 Buccaneers. Again, the Bucs won set one, 25-18.
Heist back in for Waterville Legion. Grace Baker out.
Buccaneers trying to take a commanding 2-0 lead. That's going to be a service there on Pellant into the net. And a side out, it's 20-15. Riley Salmon came out for just a moment. Actually, she's going to come out right now. I take that back. So Sydney Schultz, libero serving. Serve is over. Bumped. Bumped again on the attack. Left front over the two blockers. Cannot dig it out. And that's going to be a kill for Heiss. Blockers tipped it up in the air, but no one could dig it out for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And it's 21-15.
Atherton out. Green in for Waterville Legion. And she'll serve.
Guinness Gopher Conference, so good with these two schools. Bethlehem Academy, Kenyon Wanamingo, all in the Gopher. On the attack, left front, hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, middle front, over the blockers, and down for a point. Nice clapping her hands after getting that kill. Found an opening in the back right corner. It's 22-15. Bucks up by seven.
Yeah, Heiss is a killing machine from that outside hitter spot. She just drifts over there and just buried it on the right sideline over here.
Serve is over by WEM. Bump by Schultz in the back row. Goes sideways. Second bump. Third it over. Free ball for WEM. Bumped. Set on the attack. Middle front. Hits over two blockers. That's down for a point. Just a little dump shot there by Heiss. And it's 23-15. The Buccaneers are closing in on closing out set number two.
Yeah, Heiss did a nice job. Three blockers in front of her. She just dropped it right over the top of him.
Jump serve over, and Schultz can't handle it. That's going to be an ace, and set point coming up for WEM. Serving for WEM is Jordan Green, so she gets the ace, and Green trying to put away set number two. For WEM, they're up 1-0. Green hits it over, and that's going to be an ace. Schultz can't play, it goes backwards. And WEM is up 2-0 here in the South subsection final. They won set 1, 25-18. They win set 2, 25-15. They're up 2-0. Let's thank our Panther sponsors again. Good luck, Panther volleyball team from New Richland Care Center. They work with the residents and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. Contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. L&D Egg Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year. For all your precision egg needs, call L&D Egg Service today at 845-2100. Hooley's Scrap Iron. They provide quality scrap recycling solutions for all your scrap needs. And they're your aluminum can recycling center. Contact Hooley's Scrap Iron at 465-3789. And Arrow Accounting. For all your accounting needs, call Allison Olson with Arrow Accounting at 507-391-3738. Serving New Richland, Heartland, and the Waseca areas. And WEM is up 2-0. We're going to take a timeout. Actually, before the timeout, we should get to our in-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lea. The best lunch deal around, $6 take-two deal during buffet hours. At Mark, let's recap the first two sets. WEM winning the first one 25-18 and winning the second 25-15. The control in the middle. The two hitters that keep rotating in that middle spot, to me, that's been the difference in the matchup.
They're attacking the net. You know, Riley Salmon is doing a great job, and Heist is burying it. Once they fell behind 11-10, I think, in the first game, they've been playing angry since then. They really have the Waterville Legion girls. Little shout-out to the cheer squad. We'll give them a little recognition here for the Panthers. We got Peyton Dunn, Julia Churchill, Ashley Hagan, and Melena Wilson are the cheer squad that's here tonight. And we'll also give a little shout out to the manager who's never appreciated enough down there on the bench and assisting the coaches, Kara Leonard. That's your cheer squad and managers for your hometown Panthers.
Yep, they mean a lot to the program.
Oh yeah, they bring a lot of energy and they're, again, a lot of help. We're seeing, you know, we got a lot of orange and yellow and pink fluorescent here in the stands, and they're down 2-0, so you got to climb back one at a time here. So we're in game 3.
In-game recap again brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lea, the best lunch deal around, $6 take two deal during buffet hours. So here we go, must win set for NRHEG here in the South subsection final. Trying to force a set number 4, WEM looking for the clean sweep into the section final coming up on Saturday. Got that matchup Saturday, 6 o'clock start. Take that back, 8 o'clock start in St. Peter. Panthers will serve from left to right on your radio dial. Jump serve is over. Bump in the back row. Bumped again. On the attack left front. Off the blockers. Up in the air. Panthers keep it alive. Set. On the attack left front. That's it over. Played by WEM. Off the attack by Jacobson. Attack the other way. Played by Stork. Right back to the net. A battle for it at the net. It's up in the air and slammed down. Slammed down by guess who? If it's not Salmon, then it's Heist. Yeah. And Heist gets the first point for WEM here in set number 3.
That was too easy. They just set it up. It just drifted right across there and she buried it. Tony Bailey-Urkey in, replacing Reese Martin.
16-12, the Panthers on the season. WEM 17-12, Buccaneers up 2-0. And that's going to be in the net. It's going to be a service there on Green. And it's 1-1.
That's big. That's big. Got a service there. Ties it up 1-1 right here. Number 5, Aaron Jacobson serving.
This Panther team, only 2 seniors. On this year's team, third hit over by WEM. Stork gets it up in the air. A couple of Panthers run into each other. They get it over. Set on the attack, left front. That's a tough set, but still long for a point. Volkman kind of hanging in the air for the Buccaneers. Found an opening in the middle.
Yeah, we've seen that numerous times here on the right side where it's set up, and they're just over the top of the two blockers and just finding nothing but the floor as Stork dove for it but could not get it.
Serve is over. Played by Schultz. Set. And that bumped over, free ball for WEM. Sent on the attack, middle front. That's going to be down for a kill. And that's Alexandra Heist once again, the 5'10 senior.
Quick timeout.
And a timeout by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. We'll keep it right here. Well, you talk about seniors. This is a senior-dominated team with Riley Pellant, Grace Peterson, Alexandra Heiss, Micaiah Schuster, Riley Salmon. Yeah, we mentioned Heiss and Salmon. They're both seniors, and they want to play in a subsection finals. Their team's up 3-1. It is timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. And it's a big year for these young ladies because, again, everything was kind of, there was volleyball, but there was no postseason tournament.
No season, and we got to get some energy in here. Our student body is just kind of a little mesmerized right now, and the Waterville Elysian Morristown student body over there just keeps, you know, cheering on. So got to get the student body excited here, pick up some energy.
WEL 2-0 on the return, comes right back to the net on the Panthers side. Stork's going to hit it over. Bumped, set, on the attack, middle front. That's going to be off the net and down for a kill. And that is Heiss. Panthers need a side out to get Heiss out of that spot.
Yes, they do. She's a destructive force at the net.
Serve is over, hit over by Volkman, bumped by Stork. Set on the attack, Stork's going to hit it over off the blockers and down for a point.
There we go.
And it's 4-2. Much needed. Much needed point.
Oh, student body starting to stand up. Somebody must have told him it's time to get going here. We need some energy.
They heard you. Serve is over by Schultz on the attack. That's down for a kill. And once again, that's Heiss. Heiss with the kill. She's controlling the set number three. It's 5-2. WEM. Again, the Buccaneers won the first set 25-18. They won the second set 25-15. Right now they're in control up 5-2. Baker serving on the jump serve. Bump by Schultz. Bump the second time. Third hit over by Sydney Schultz. Free ball for WEM. Set on the attack left front. And that's going to be down but out. And that's a point for NRHEG. An attack here by Bullock.
Big point there just outside the line. 5-3 is the score. Number four is checking back into the game, Faith Nielsen.
And also back in is Reese Martin. Panthers are not going to go away without a fight. They know their season's on the line, down 2-0. They're down 5-3 here in set number three. Service over by Nielsen, bumped. Bumped the second time on the attack. It's over the two blockers, but Panthers able to play it. They slap it over on hit number two. Set by the Bucks on the attack, and that one's bumped by Schultz up to the Raptors. He's going to bounce off and down. And that's a kill once again for Heiss.
Good strong kill there.
Once it gets in the Raptors, it's like a pinball coming off of there.
Yeah. It's not a home run in volleyball if it hits
you. No. And it's 6-3. WEM serving from right to left. Serve is over. That's Schuster. Bumped on the attack right front. Blockers right back at NRHEG. They cannot keep it alive. And that's Salmon. Salmon on the block and a point for the Bucks at 7-3. Serving once again is Schuster. And that's going to be in the net. So a service there. And a point to NRHEG. Panther fans will take it. Still 7-4.
Stork serving. We need to go on a run here.
Stork, one of the two seniors here for the Panthers, played in the back row by Baker. On the attack, left front, hits it over. Stork bumps it. Set on the attack, left front, flying in. That's going to be bumped back to the net. That's down for a kill and give that kill to Jacobson. Jacobson gets the kill to make it 7-5.
Yeah, she finally got a good setup so she could put something on it. She did a good job and buried it back there.
So Stork serving behind the back middle. Bumped, set on the attack left front. That's off the top of the net and over. But played by NRHEG. Nice dig by Hallie Schultz. And then
it just
went out of bounds on the attack by Stork. And it's 8-5 WEM. Again, Buccaneers up 2-0. We're in set number three from New Prague. Serve is over, bumped by Sydney Schultz. On the attack, hits it over, but played by the Bucks. Bumped on hit two. On the attack, left side, played by Stork. Back to the net. No, never got over the net. So it's going to be a kill for Elena Atherton. Stork bumped it back to the net. No one could play it for hit number two, and it's 9-5 Bucks. On the jump serve, hit over. Bump in the back row, set, on the attack, left front, hits it over, it's down for a kill. 5'10 junior, outside hitter, Erin Jacobson, when she's set up.
Yep. Got another good set, she knew what to do with it when she gets set up there, she just buried it. It's cross court, Barry.
It's 9-6. Serve is over. Bump in the back row. Bumped a second time. Third hit over. Free ball for the Panthers. Set on the attack. Flying in Jacobson, and that attack goes in the net. And a point for the Bucks. It's 10-6 WEM.
And she's much more effective when she goes for the kill and goes cross court with it there. She tried to go straight forward. She got a great kill when she goes cross court with it. Just couldn't get it over the net that time.
Again, near a full house here in New Prague against Southwest Christian and Belle Plaine. North subsection title coming up after this matchup as that one sails in the serve. I believe that was Pellant, so a service error. Side out, it's 10-7. Like Mark's been saying a few times, Panthers need a run here.
You got the student body on their feet. We got them into it.
Martin jump serve, bumped. Comes right back to the net, not going to get it over, and that's going to be an ace for Martin. And a lead is cut to 2, 10-8 WEM. So Martin serving from left to right. On the jump serve, hits it over. Played in the back row, bumped. On the attack, left front, hits it over. Played by Stork, goes backwards. That's down for a point and a kill. And give the kill to Heiss. And it's 11-8.
Yeah, if Heiss and Salmon get a chance, they just destroy that ball. They just do what she did right there. She just pounded it right back into Stork's right at her forehead again and went out of bounds off her hands.
WEM serving on the jump serve. It's over, bumped by Schultz, set on the attack, right front into the net, and that's going to be a point. Now attacking from her weak side is Jacobson, and Jacobson hits into the net. It's 12-8 Buccaneers. Southwest Christian, the number one seed in the North subsection, number one seed in the state rankings. They have a lot of height. Very good team coming up.
And block.
This one. There's a block for NRHEG, but kept alive by WEM. Panthers were celebrating, but the point wasn't over. Now an attack. Is that going to drop? No. Third it over. Three ball for the Panthers. Set. On the attack. Took her the block.
Good,
finally down. Finally. Panthers needed to really earn that point as Sarah George gets the kill. And it's 12-9 with a side out.
Yeah, good set. George is right at the net and just soft tapped it right over to the open spot.
Jacobson, that's going to be bumped backwards. Second hit, third hit, going to get it over. They can. Free ball for the Panthers. Set on the attack, middle front over the two blockers. Played by WEM. On the attack, middle front, a little dump shot dug out nicely by the Panthers. Third hit over. Free ball here for WEM. Bumped. On the attack, left front, hits over the two blockers, played by Schultz. That was Volkman on the attack. Stork on the attack for the Panthers, blocked the net, tries to slap it over. Jump ball at the net, and it's going to go out of bounds, and that's going to be an attack here on Heiss. Heiss won the attack, or won the battle at the net, but her attack went out of bounds, and it's 12-10. Panthers need this set number three. They're right in it. Serve is over. Set on the attack, left front. That's off the blockers and down, and that time Heiss gets the kill to make it 13-10 Buccaneers.
Yeah, when she gets a chance to get set, she's got good hops. She did a nice job of killing it again right in the two blockers.
I think that's Schuster serving. Serve is over. Set. On the attack the other way. And that's going to be a double hit or a lift hit. And she had the attack for the Panthers, but a big kill to make it 13-11. So Sydney Schultz, the 5'5 junior serving, wearing the white libero jersey. That serve almost got down for an ace, third hit over. Schultz with the bump, set on the attack. Here comes Stork, and that's going to be down for a point.
No. Yes, good job. Just got inside the end line there.
And Stork pumping her fist, trying to lift her team. Again, they're down 2 cents to nothing, but they have clawed their way back. They trail by just a point here in set number three, 13-12. Sydney Schultz still serving, hits it over, bumped. Set on the attack, middle front, blocked right back at the box. Another set on the attack, and that one's going to be down the line and there. Give the kill to Bowling. That's 14-12.
Good outside hitter went for the kill off of the Panthers' hands, and 14-12 on the scoreboard.
So Grace Baker, libero, jump serve, hits it over. Bump in the back row by Schultz. Set on the attack. Middle front. Going to hit it over. That's going to be out of bounds. Nobody touched it. On that attack by Bree Urkey. And it's 15-12.
A good kill. The Waterville Elysian player was right close to the sideline. Made the right call not to try and and touch it and just sail out of bounds.
Baker hits it over, bumped by Sidney Schultz, set on the attack, middle front. That's played to the back row by Baker, set by the Bucks. On the attack, middle front, goes off the blocker. Schultz bumps it, set. Little running two-hander hit over there by Urkey, played by WEM. On the attack, middle front, hits it over, played by Schultz. Here's Stork on the attack, off the blockers, back to Stork. Over to Sidney Schultz, third hit over, free ball for WEM. Set, on the attack, left front, that's hit over, bumped. Bumped again, third it over with two hands, playable for WEM. Bumped by the Bucks, on the attack, left front over the two blockers, Schultz comes sliding in to dig it out. On the attack, Stork left front, hits it off, a couple blockers and down. Big point for the Panthers as Stork gets the kill to cut the lead back to two, 15-13 Buccaneers.
Yeah, long service, did a good job getting in that point, that's for sure.
Faith Nielsen and Reese Martin back in for the Panthers. Faith Nielsen, a 5'5 sophomore, goes back to serve for NRHEG. And the Buccaneers are up 2-0. Serve is over, bumped. Bumped again on the attack, left front. That's off the blockers and down. And a point for the Panthers, I should say, not off the blockers and not down. It's blocked back as Urkey was there. Also, Martin was there with the block, and it's 15-14. And WEM needs a timeout here in set three. Buccaneers are up 2-0. It's a good one in set three. WEM 15, NRHEG 14. We're back in a moment. On Pete.
Smart Transit in Austin and Albert Lea is hiring. Smart has openings for full and part-time transit bus drivers. Starting wage has recently increased and all positions offer benefits. Daytime, evening, and weekend hours are available. Apply today by visiting smartbusmn.org or by calling our dispatch team at 855-762-7821.
Smart Transit, call 855-SMART-B1. See you on the bus.
Aaron and Mark Worm with you here on KATE Albert Lea, myalbertlea.com, iHeartRadio app, and of course on your smart speaker as well. Buccaneers won the first two sets, 25-18, 25-15. Right now it's 15-14. Panthers trail, but serve it. Must need it set for the Panthers. A little float shot over the two blockers. Storkel hit it over on hit number two. Set by the Bucks on the attack. Middle front off the blockers. Trying to keep it alive and can't get to hit number three. Give that kill to Sam and flying in there and trying was Faith Nielsen. She did everything she could, diving across the floor, trying to keep that one alive at 16-14. Gotta like the hustle.
Yeah, Hallie Schultz back in for the Panthers.
So WEM, that's Waterville, Elysian Morris down. Serve is over by Schuster, set on the attack, middle front. That's down for a kill. Beautiful set. I think that was Stork to Urkey.
That was Bree Urkey on that one, yeah. Set her up nice and she buried it right between the two blockers.
16-15, Stork serving. Again, Sophie Stork and Reese Martin, the only two seniors on this Panther team. On the attack, middle front, that's bumped up to the rafters. It comes down, played nicely by Schultz. Third it over by Stork. Free ball for WEM. Sets on the attack, middle front, and that's going to sail past the back line. Salmon on the attack, and guess what? We got ourselves a tied set number three, 16-16.
Work their way back, student bodies up and cheering.
Stork serving. Stork hits it over, bumped. And bumped the second time, they can't get it over after an ace for Stork. And the Panthers, who trailed 1 point at 7-3 and 12-8, they have come back to take their first lead. Actually, this is their first lead of the night in any set. Up 17-16. Stork hits it over. Set on the attack. Left front. Off the block. Is right back to WEM. Set on the attack. That one's going to be down. And if you need a point, you go to Riley Salmon. 5'9 senior knocked it home. We're tied at 17.
Saw the opening. Got a good set. And hit a rocket right down there between the two blockers.
Boland serving for the Bucks. And the jump serve hits it over. And that's going to sail. Past the back line at the service there, and the Panthers back on top, 18-17. Then you play it to 25, you got a win by two.
Yep, so George back in.
George hits it over. Not George, take that back. That was Urkey. And Urkey's serve sails past the back line, so a service there, and we're tied at 17. Take that back, tied at 18 apiece.
Bree Urkey out, Sidney Schultz back in.
18-18 here in set number three. Bucks up 2-0. Serve is over. Play in the back row. Set on the attack right.
Good kill.
That was Martin again. Martin and Stork, the two seniors. They don't want their season to come to an end. It's 19-18. Panthers up by a point.
Yeah, did a good job. A nice set, and she just crushed it.
So Martin serving. Jump serve behind that back middle. Bumped. Set on the attack. No, never able to get it over. And that's going to be an ace. It is for Martin. And the Panthers, their biggest lead here in set three. And a timeout's going to be called by WEM. It's 20-18. Panthers on top. They're down 2-0. This timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, serving the area with expert legal counsel, conveniently located in downtown Albert Lee. Or call 373-4680.
Now is the time to start thinking about activities at your Albert Lee Family Y. The Y has activities for everyone from preschool to active older adults, including youth sports, swimming, youth and government, fitness, personal training, and so much more. This is Dennis Deeser inviting you to stop into the Y for a brochure or log on to ymcaal.org for more information. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Section 2-2A, South Subsection Final. The top seed, WEM, is up 2-0 against a 3-seed New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. The Panthers are up 20-18 here in set number three, trying to keep their season alive and force a set number four. So Martin serving, jump service, gets over the net. Set on the attack, left front hit over, that's bumped backwards and can't play it. And that's going to be a kill for Atherton. And a side out, it's 20-19. And for WEM, you're looking for the knockout punch. If New Richland wins this set, they'd have all the momentum going to set number four.
Jordan Green checks in for Waterville Legion to serve.
Buccaneers serving from right to left on your radio dial. On the jump serve, hit over. Bump by Stork. Bumped again. Stork on the back row attack, hits it over. Bump by WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, off the blockers. Bump by Schultz. Set on the attack, Jacobson. Hits it over. Bump by WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, over the two blockers, but able to dig it out nicely was one of the Panthers. Played by WEM. Quick second hit over. Diving, kept it alive by Stork. Jacobson on the attack, hits into the net. And we're tied at 20 apiece. 20-20 here in set number three. Again, you play to 25, you got to win by two. On the jump serve, hits it over. Bump by Stork. Set on the attack, right front. That's Jacobson off the blockers, played by WEM. On the attack, left front, hit over. Volkman's attack is played. Now Stork, attack out of the back row. Bump in the back row by WEM. Set on the attack, middle front, off the blockers and down for a point. That's Heist. And the Buccaneers are up 21-20. That's a 3-0 run by WEM after the timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Again, your timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. And anytime you need a point, you go to your players in the middle. And that's where WEM's been getting a lot of their points, right there in the middle.
Yeah, they have. They've had some good volleys here, and a lot stronger by the girls here. And again, they're down by one, but they played a good, strong third game here. I'll tell you, there's this Sydney Schultz. She really works hard. She's digging at everything. And Sophie Stark, I'm telling you, she's a powerful player and a good player. She can play in the back. She can play up front. She's obviously showing that she's one of their top players and putting out a tremendous effort here.
21-20, WEM looking for the sweep. They're up by a point. Serve is over. Bumped on the back row by Sydney Schultz. Free ball for WEM. Bump on the attack. Middle front hits over the two blockers. Played by Stork. Set on the attack. Middle front block.
Beautiful.
It's down. That's going to be a kill. Give that kill to Sarah George. A much needed point, and we're tied at 21 apiece.
Yeah, Hallie Schultz did a nice job, set it up for her, and she was able to just pound it right through, hit into the blockers, and fell harmlessly on the floor, all tied up.
And then Jacobson with a service there that sails wide. That's always tough. 22-21 WEM off the side out. And the Buccaneers won the first two sets. Panthers trying to keep their season alive. Serve is over. Set on the attack. Middle front tips over two blockers. Buccaneers somehow keep it alive. They slap it over. Chance for the Panthers. On the attack is Stork, and Stork can nail it all. WEM trying to keep that one alive. Everyone was out of position, and Stork hammered it home. Found a big opening in the back row. We were tied at 22 apiece.
Yeah, great step by George. He just dropped a hammer on it. It's a perfect set for her there.
As now the Bucks the other way. Hits it over. Bump by Schultz. Third hit over. Free ball for WEM. We're tied at 22. On the attack, middle front. Over the two blockers. A float shot dug out nicely by the Panthers. Stork will hit it over. Played in the back row. Bumped. On the attack, left side, Stork hits it sideways and then hit over with two hands by the Panthers. Another chance for the Buccaneers. On the attack, left front hits out the blockers and able to dig it out was Bailey Urquhart. On the attack is Stork, played by WEM. On the attack the other way, left front, that's hit over, dug out by Jacobson. Set. On the attack on the back row, can't get it over, is Bailey Urquhart. And what a great rally by both teams. WEM gets the better of it, 23-22.
Yeah, great volley there. Set up, she tried to get it just over the net to the soft spot, and it wouldn't climb.
Baker hits it over, and Schultz able to dig it out somehow. Jacobson on the back row hits it over. It goes off a blocker and goes sideways. That's a point. It's a kill for Jacobson, and we are tied at 23 apiece. You played at 25. You got to win by two. Again, the Buccaneers are up 2-0. Panthers trying to keep their season alive. The number three seed in the South subsection. The Buccaneers, the top seed. And coming in to serve is Faith Nielsen, a 5'5 sophomore. Nielsen hits it over. Bumped way up in the air. Second bump. Third hit over. Free ball for the Panthers in a tie game. Set on the attack. Middle front. Pushed over the two blockers. Dug out. Bumped. Third it over. Free ball. Another chance for the Panthers. Bumped. Stork's going to bump it over. Free ball for WEM. Set on the attack, middle front. It's a good set, but
blocked
right back and a point for the Panthers.
Bree Urquhart met it right at the net, blocked it, and we're ahead 24-23.
Salmon went for the attack. It was a perfect set, but a better block, and it's set point for the Panthers.
Serving for game. Climbs the net. It's in.
And it's an ace for NRATG, and we're going to set number four. It hit the top of the net, it went sideways, and just stayed in on the sideline. And fans in the Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, the volleyball team's not done yet. It's now 2-1. Panthers win set number three, 25-22. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Panther Volleyball at AM 1450. K-A-T-E.
Thinking about some updates to your home before the holiday season begins? The kitchen designers at Broadway Home Design are here to help. Their team specializes in selecting cabinetry, countertops, flooring, and backsplash for all style and price points. They offer in-home consultation and 3D renderings of your new space. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or would like help coordinating your project, they are your go-to. Broadway Home Design is your local kitchen and bath expert. Check out their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea or online at BroadwayHomeDesign.com.
Attention Medicare recipients, annual open enrollment starts October 15th and only lasts until December 7th. Hi, this is Lynn Bartness from Support Insurance Agency. Now's the time to check out our Medicare Advantage plan. We offer low to no co-pays, competitive premiums, one premium for all ages, large provider network, no health underwriting, and Part D coverages. Call me today to help you decide which plan is best for you and to discuss your options. Lynn Bartness at 377-8904, Sephoric Insurance Agency, helping you with health insurance choices for over 36 years.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
When something goes wrong with your car, all the apps in the world won't help you solve the problem.
Faulty electric system here. I need a fresh alternator, stat.
Yes, doctor.
Our car doctors can identify issues right away, saving you time, money, and labor.
At AutoServe in Albert Lea, they can assist you with any and all car repairs, including tires, alignments, and diagnostics. Contact AutoServe Complete Automotive Repair, 129 Columbus Avenue in Albert Lea, or call 377-1275.
And back here in New Prague on AM 1450 KATE. Aaron and Mark Worm with you. Any a good one? And again, we apologize sometimes. We do get overblasted by the sound here in New Prague, but that's good.
Yep, good energy in the building. It's always a plus. Student body got up. They started to attack the net a little better. Got one of their leads a little bit on the defense and pulled out that game. Nice 25-23 victory in the third game of the set. Yeah.
So the first serve goes in the net for Waterville Legion Morristown. It's 1-0. Panthers on top. So NRETG trying to capitalize on a little momentum here in set number four. Serve is over. Bump by WEM on the attack of the two blockers. Bump. Set. On the attack. Jacobson hits it over. That's going to sail past the backline. And we're tied at one apiece on the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard.
Yeah, it went for the kill, a little strong.
And we're in the Americana Insurance Press Box here in New Prague. On the top row, great seats. Service over, bumped. On the attack, Stork on the back row hits it over, bumped. Bumped again on the attack, left front over the two blockers, kept alive by the Panthers, bumped. Stork on the attack from 8 feet away, hits it over, bumped in the back row. Set by the Bucks. On the attack, just sort of punched over, done out by Jacobson. Bumped. Stork will attack out of the back row. Played there by Baker. Set. On the attack, middle front, hits it over. Stork keeps it alive. Jacobson keeps it alive. Third hit over. Three ball for WEM. On the attack, left front, that's going to be bumped by New Richmond Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Hit over there by George. Back to Stork. Stork keeps it alive. Hit over by Jacobson.
Yes! Well, harmlessly there. Good job. Kept it alive. Jacobson just got it over the net. Found a dead spot over there with no green jerseys, and it's a 2-1 lead.
There was one hit for the Buccaneers. Nobody came over for hit number two. Serve is over by Jacobson. 2-1 Panthers here in set four. On the attack, that's going to sail.
Went for the kill. Rice went for the kill. Too long outside. 3-1 Panthers lead.
WEM up 2-1. Serve is over by Jacobson. Set on the attack, left front over the two blockers. Played. Set on the attack. Here comes Stork. And it's played by WEM. Set on the attack, left front over the two blockers. And then Stork and Jacobson both diving for it. And Stork got a piece of it and hit it sideways. And that's a point for the Bucks. It's 3-2 Panthers off the side out. Well, this has been funny. Gopher Conference battle in the south subsection. Championship of the south subsection. On the jump, serve, that's going to sail out. And it's 4-2. 4-2 after the jump serve. Sydney Schultz behind that back line. Schultz hits it over, bumped, set on the attack, left front, and that's going to be a double hit on the set. And it's 5-2 Panthers.
Now Schultz has a nice line drive, low serve that just crawls the net and usually leaves him digging to get it. Oh, didn't clear the net that time. He's done a nice job with his serve tonight, just didn't clear the net that trip.
That one a little too low, goes into the net, so a service there and a side out to WEM. And it's 5-3. And the Bucks won the first set 25-18, won the second set 25-15. Panthers won the third set 25-22. On the attack is Stork.
Couldn't get it over.
That was a pretty high set, and Stork kind of mistimed her jump.
And it was one that looked like we were going to set it up for Bree Erke in the middle, and it went right over, and Stork couldn't quite get it over the net.
Off the serve, third hit over by the Panthers. Free ball here for WEM. Set on the attack, middle front. That's off the blockers, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, middle front, trying to push it over. It's blocked. That's down for a point for WEM.
Good block there by Nolan. The Waterville losing Morristown.
Yeah, Bree Erke on the attack, and like you mentioned, 5'8 sophomore Claire Bolin was right there, and we are tied at 5 apiece. Serve is over by WEM. On the attack is Stork, left front off the blocker. Bump. Set. On the attack, left front of the two blockers. Dug out by Stork. Bump. Third hit's going to be bumped over by Sydney Schultz. Free ball for WEM. Set. On the attack, middle front. Block!
Good block. Great job. Bree Erke with the block.
Bree Erke has been doing her job against some very good attackers for WEM in the middle. And the Panthers are back on top, 6-5 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Substitution, Faith Nielsen will come in for NRHEG. Nielsen serving from left to right on your radio dial. Nielsen hits it over, bumped, set. On the attack, left front, punch over the two blockers, bumped by Stork, set. On the attack, Stork's going to hit it over the two blockers. On the attack, middle front over the, no, never got it over, a point from the Richmond Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Salmon tried a jump shot over the two blockers.
Yeah, she went up and looked like she was going to go for the kill, and she just tried to soft touch it and didn't get over the net.
So it's 7-5. 7-5. Serve is over by Nielsen. Sets on the attack, left front. Pass to two blockers, played by Jacobson. Stork on the attack, left front. Goes out the blockers, up in the air, and that's going to be a kill for Stork. WEM not able to keep it alive in a timeout.
Good job there to the Panthers. They've really picked up their game. They're attacking the net a lot better right now. They've got the Buccaneers on their heels right now. Good flurry since about halfway through the third game. They turned it around and they really improved their game, and they've got Waterville Legion on their heels now.
Want to thank some of our Panther sponsors, Arrow Accounting, for all your accounting needs. Call Ellison Olson with Arrow Accounting at 507-391-3738. Serving New Richland, Heartland, and the Waseca areas. And New Richland Care Center works with the residents and their family to develop a care plan designed to meet their needs. You contact New Richland Care Center at 465-3292. Again, that's why when you're a team that is up 2-0, you try your darndest to try to close them out in set number three, and they kind of left the door open, and now the Panthers are feeling it. Yeah. After winning set three, and now they're up 8-5 here in set four. Again, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, a school that's never went to state in volleyball. You got to win tonight and win Saturday to get there. Off to serve, and that's going to be a bump on the wrong side of the antenna. And that's going to be an ace and a point for the Panthers. It's 9-5.
You only get to touch it three times.
So Faith Nielsen serving. Nielsen hits it over. Bumped. Set on the attack, middle front. That's going to be caught. And that's a kill for Salmon.
Salmon with a good kill there. Yeah, it's amazing what a little confidence will do for your energy and for the girls out here. They got a couple things going. They got confident, and they're playing right with them right now.
Bowen serve, that's going to be bent sideways by Sydney Schultz. That's going to be an ace. And it's 10. They get back 9-7. And if we get to a set five, that's what the Panthers are looking for. You played a 15, and you got to win by two in set number five. Bowen with the serve, hits it over. Bumped by Jacobson. Set. On the attack, right front, Stork hits over the two blockers, played in the back row. Set on the attack, left front, hits over the blockers, played there by Sydney Schultz. Set, now Stork on the other side, left side, hits it over, that's a kill.
Big point right there. Big point, broke the momentum. Get back to serving the ball. And Stork will be serving it. She had a good, strong powerful serve.
Stork hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, middle front hit over. It's going to sail past the back line and a point for the Panthers. An attack here by Atherton. It's 11-7. And Buccaneers up 2-1. Panthers trying to force a decisive set number five. We're in set four. Serve over by Stork. On the attack, left front over the two blockers. Bumped by Jacobson.
Set.
Back to Jacobson on the attack, and that's off the blockers and down. And a point for the Panthers. They're up 12-7.
Salmon was there to meet her at the net, and she made her eat it. Good job by Jacobson.
Stork serving. Stork hits it over, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, right front, slaps it over, and that's gone for a point. With the right hand, that was Salmon for the right front. She slapped it to the right front, the other side. Just a good aim for a side out. It's 12-8.
Yeah, good smart play right there, you know, for young lady who's been at the net and killing the ball. She saw there was a spot there, and she just softly touched it over right over here in the right side in front of the net.
Pellin hits it over on the attack, left front, hit over by Jacobson, bump in the back row. Set on the attack, left front, hits over the two blockers. That's going to go back there. That's going to be a kill. Went off the arm of Sydney Schultz, not able to control it. It's 12-9. 12-9 Panthers here in set number four. Again, the Bucks are up 2 cents to one. Bucks trying to close things out. Panthers want to play a fifth set. Serve is over, and it's bumped sideways by Jacobson.
A little confusion there is.
Yeah, who should have went after that second hit?
Yeah. Number 11 and number 8 looked at each other. Who's going to get it? And nobody did.
Serve is over. On the attack, Jacobson left front. Hits over the two blockers. Bump. Set. On the attack, left front over the two blockers again. Bump by Jacobson. Set. On the attack, flat footed attack. Hits it over. And sails past the backline. That was Martin. Martin on the attack. And a timeout's going to be called by the Panthers. WEM has got the lead down to one, 12 to 11. Let's thank the rest of our Panther sponsors. L&D Egg Service, always available for area farmers now and throughout the year. For all your precision egg needs, call L&D Egg Service today at 845-2100. Pulley Scrap Iron, they provide quality scrap recycling solutions for all your scrap needs. And they're your aluminum can recycling center. Contact Pulley Scrap Iron at 465-3789, 465-3789. Then Pulley Scrap Iron, L&D Egg Service, New Richland Care Center, and Arrow Accounting. Wishing the Panther volleyball team good luck tonight. And again, stop by these sponsors tomorrow. Thank them. If you appreciate us being up here in New Prague, bringing you back Panther volleyball, make sure you stop by Arrow Accounting, New Richland Care Center, L&D Egg Service, and Pulley Scrap Iron. Thank them for their support to Panther volleyball right here on Paint. So serving will be Pellick. It's 12-11. Panthers up by a point here in set four. Serve is over. Bump by Stork. Set. On the attack left front. Jacobson comes flying in.
And oh, just out. Just out. Jacobson looked a little stunned there. She thought she had it. But,
she was looking around to see if anybody had touched it. The official said no, so we're tied at 12. Set. Jacobson, another chance. That's off the blockers. Bump in the back row. Bump the second time on the attack. Off the blockers for NRHEG. Bump by Schultz. Third hit over. Slapped over there by Martin. Chance for the Buccaneers on the attack. Left front. Played by Schultz in the back row. Set. Jacobson on the attack. Left front. Over the two blockers. Hit back to the net. Jacobson tried to dunk it home. And she does.
Good job by Jacobson. Good awareness there. She just dropped it over the top and harmlessly off the blocker and off to the right side, and they were not able to recover. 13-12.
Panthers back on top. Serving for NRHEG is Erke. Erke gets it over the top of the net. Bump in the back row. Set on the attack right front over the two blockers. Bump in the back row by the Panthers. Stork, quick second hit over. Bump by Baker. Set on the attack middle front, and that's going to be dug out by the Panthers. Nice dig. Yeah, the dig there was Haley Schultz, and now the third hit goes over, and it's in.
Wow. Good job. Nice job by Erke. She hit a floater that just landed over the net there and right in front of the Waterville Illusions, number 10, Atherton.
They thought it was going to be out of bounds. It lands for a Panther point. 14-12 Panthers on the attack. Off the blockers, kept alive. On the attack, Jacobson. Over the two blockers. Bumped by Baker. Bumped the second time. On the attack, over the two blockers. Played by the Panthers. Set. On the attack, Jacobson. Floats it over the two blockers. Bumped there by Baker. Set. On the attack, middle front over the two blockers. And someone's in the net. That's going to be a violation on the Panthers. And it's 14-13.
Good tight match here, Jacobson. I think Jacobson was in the net there. She's really played well the last game and a half for her. She's really picked up her game, and I think that's a major difference.
Anderson Taylor comes in the serve for WEM and hits it into the net, so a point for the Panthers. It's 15-13. Getting New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva down 2 sets to 1. They need this fourth set. Serve is over, bumped. Bumped a second time. Third hit, not over. Went off the fingertips to Heiss. And it's 16-13 Panthers, and the Bucks want a timeout. Don't go anywhere. Buccaneers are up 2 sets to 1, but the Panthers lead here in set 4, 16-13. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Panther Volleyball on Paint.
Stop by your hometown Albert Lea Hy-Vee this week, and when you buy a Hormel Cure 81 ham, you'll get a honeysuckle white turkey free. Bakery Fresh White or Wheat Bread 20 ounce, just $1.99. Hy-Vee Baking Chips 10 to 12 ounces, just 99 cents. There's a new donut of the month, Bakery Fresh Red Velvet Old Fashioned Donuts, the 4-count for $3.49. Check out the Wild Weekend Sale this Friday through Sunday at your hometown Albert Lea Hy-Vee.
Aaron and Mark Worm with you here on KATE. One night of volleyball here in New Prague. Again, the North Subsection Final is coming up after this one. There's another volleyball match to be played here in New Prague tonight. They're going to have to follow this great matchup between these two teams. Again, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They are down 2 sets to 1, but they're up 16-13 here in set 4. Serve is over on the attack, and that's going to be down for a kill for WEM.
Right down the right sideline. Good job by the Buccaneers there on the kill.
16-14. And we have Belle Plaine fans and Southwest Christian fans waiting for a second matchup. So it's a full house here in New Prague. Serve is over. Set. Now quick second hit over by the Panthers. Set by the Buccaneers on the attack. It's blocked. Right back at the Bucs and down for a point for the Panthers.
Good job right at the net. Met him right at the net. Good block there by Jacobson.
Jacobson gets the block. It's 17-14 Panthers. Serve is over. Comes back to the net and slapped over, but out of bounds. Oh, that's too bad. It came right back to the net, and that was George. And George thought there was an opening in the right front. There was, but she hit it just past that sideline. And it's 17-15 after the side out. Serving for the Bucs is Baker. Set on the attack. Left front. Hit over by Stork. Bumped sideways. Bumped a second time. Third it over, free ball coming for the Panthers. Played by Jacobson. Bumped on the attack, historic over the two blockers. Bumped in the back row. Set, coming the other way. On the attack, middle front, trying to slam it over, never got it over. That was Salmon. Salmon kind of tried to palm it over. It hit the top of the net and spun right back at her. It's 18-15.
Yeah, she was slamming everything early, and now she's trying to finesse, and that's not her game.
On the attack for the Buccaneers. Tried to slam that one down, but Hallie Schultz kept it alive. Schultz will hit it over. Bump in the back row. Set. On the attack. Middle front for the Bucs. Over the two blockers. That's it. Good placement that time by Salmon. And it's 18-16 after the side out. Salmon found an opening in that back right corner. Oh, this has been fun. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast so far here on KATE. Aaron and Mark Worm with you. Thursday night volleyball from New Prague. Serve is over. Played by Stork. Set on the attack. Middle front. Hits over two blockers. That's bumped. Bumped again. Third hit over. Free ball for the Panthers. See if we can take advantage. Set on the attack. That's going to go over. It's going to be down for a kill.
Good kill. Great job, Lloyd.
That was Erke. Yeah. Erke with the kill. It's 19-16. Panthers up by 3. They're down 2 sets to 1.
Yeah, great set. She got it up there, and she just rocketed it right off of the Waterville Legion player in the back row.
So Nielsen's going to check in. Nielsen will check in for the Panthers. Behind that back center line. Again, it's 19-16. Panthers on top here in set 4. Hits it over, bumped. Bumped again. On the attack, left front, blocked by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, but slapped right back by WEM. Stork on the attack, left front, hits it over. Set on the attack, left front, over the two blockers, and it is. It's in. On the attack, it was slapped down the line. It stays in bounds, a point for the Bucs, and it's 19-17. Panther lead is down to 2 here in set 4. And WEM's up 2 sets to 1. They're trying to finish it here. Panthers want to force. They set number 5. Jump serve by Bolick. Bump by Jacobson. Set on the attack. Middle front. Hit over with 2 hands. Played in the back row. Bumped. On the attack. Left front. Hit over. And that's down for a point. Hit over by Atherton. And Sydney Schultz in the back row could not get to it. And the Panther leads down to 1.
Back right corner was open. And Sydney couldn't get to it. Good job there by Atherton.
19-18. And the timeout's going to be called by New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Let's take one as well here on Kate.
Healthy employees are happy employees. If you are a business owner or manager with 5 or more employees, the Albert Lea Family Y offers annual corporate rates. This is Dennis Deezer, and I invite you to check this great program out on ymcaal.org. Many insurance companies offer incentive programs that could benefit your employees. The Albert Lee Family Y can help you. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
Yeah, it is back. Section 2, Double A, Cell Subsection Final. The top seed, Waterville Legion, Morristown. They're up 2 sets to 1 by the number 3 seed, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They lead set 4, 19-18. Buccaneers won the first 2 sets. Panthers won the 3rd set. The 4th is set 4. Aaron and Mark Horn with you from New Prague. If you couldn't make the drive tonight, thank you so much for having on AM 1450, myalbertlee.com, iHeartRadio app, and, of course, on your smart speaker as well. Serve is over. Set on the attack right front. Hits over the 2 blockers. Set on the attack in the middle. That's going to be bumped. Set. 3rd hit over. Free ball coming here for WEM. Set on the attack left front off the 2 blockers. Dug out by Jacobson. Bumped again. Stork on the attack. Hits it over. Bump in the back row. Set on the attack middle front. Hits it over the 2 blockers. Dug out by Jacobson. Kept alive. 3rd hit over. There by Helly Schultz. Set on the attack. Middle front. Hits it over. And that's going to be down for a point.
You had a tip. You had a tip. Just tipped your hand and then fell out of bounds. You had a tip by the line judge.
So it's a point for the Buccaneers.
Student body doesn't agree. It was right down in front. And they didn't agree that it was tipped.
And we are tied at 19 apiece. On the jump serve, hits it over, bumped. Set on the attack, hits it over his Stork, bumped in the back row, set. On the attack, middle front, hits it over, trying to dig it out, not able to, that's a kill for WEM. And the Buccaneers are on top, 20-19. 20-19, the Buccaneers have taken the lead. On the jump serve, it's hit over there by Bolick. Set on the attack, right front by Stork, hits it over, that's down for a kill. A big kill for Stork. We're tied at 20 apiece.
Yeah, great recognition.
20-20 is our score.
Great recognition there. Nothing but hardwood floor and nobody there. And
so Stork with a jump serve. She'll hit it over and it floats down. It's put right back to the Panthers. Here's a chance for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Stork on the attack and it's fair. Sails past that back row and the Buccaneers are back on top, 21-20. What an atmosphere here in New Prague. And WEM is up 2 sets to 1. They're up 21-20 here in set number 4. Fans for Belpin and Southwest Christian. They want to take over the gym, but this one's far from over. Serve is over. Jacobson on the attack. It's over the 2 blockers. Bumped. On the attack the other way. Played there by Sydney Schultz. On the attack. Hit over. And yes, the blocker down. That's a kill for Erke. We're tied at 21 apiece. 21-21 is our score.
Great set by Jacobson. Erke rose to the occasion and buried it.
So Erke is going to serve from left to right on your radio dial. We're tied at 21 apiece. Dug out of the back row set. On the attack, left run. It's blocked right back. No, it didn't get over. The block did not get over. It's a point for WEM. It's 22. 21 Buccaneers. Again, you play to 25. You got to win by 2. So Jordan Green serving from right to left on your radio dial. Green with a jump serve. Hits it over. Bump in the back row by Jacobson. Set. 3rd hit over by Stork in the free ball. Bump in the back row. Set. On the attack. Middle front. Hits it. But block right back at WEM. 3rd hit over by the Buccaneers. Played by Stork. Played by Sydney Schultz. Hit over by Stork with 2 hands. Free ball here for WEM. And that's going to go over. It went off the blockers and down for the Buccaneers. It's 23-21.
That was close to a catch and throw. But you got it over.
23-21. On the jump serve, hits it over. Bump in the back row by Jacobson. Set on the attack. Jacobson knocks it home. Much needed point for the Panthers. It's 23-22.
Great bump, great set, great kill.
So Martin on the serve. Martin hits it over. Bumped on the attack, left front, and that's going to be off the net and not over. And we're tied at 23. Tied at 23 apiece.
Just crawls the net.
Yes.
I had to look down for a second. What happened there?
Serve just crawled the net. They tried to dig it out, and he got an ace. 24-23, serving for game.
24-23, Panthers trying to force a set number five. Here in New Prague, the jump serve is over. No. It goes in the net. We are tied at 24 apiece. 24-24 is our score. You play to 25, you got to win by two. What a great atmosphere again. WEM trying to close things out here in set number four. Serve is over. Bump by Schultz. Now on the attack, right front, hits it over, and that's going to be down for a point. With the kill is Jacobson. Jacobson gets the kill, and the Panthers have set points. And our HEG was down 2-0. They're 1 point away from forcing decisive set number five. Jacobson hits it over. Bumped. Set. On the attack, middle front. That's bumped by Jacobson back to the net. Chance for WEM. Trying to tie it up. On the attack, it's over two blockers. And that's going to land. Stewart tried to dig it out, not able to. We are tied at 25 apiece. 25-25 is our score. So Baker is serving from right to left on your radio dial. Baker on the jump serve, hits it over, bumped by Schultz. Set on the attack, middle front, off the blockers, WEM keeps it alive. On the attack, hits it down the line, that's down for a point. Boland gets the kill to make it 26-25.
Yeah, great recovery there, and now Waterville losing the score for game.
Match point for WEM, trying to win the South subsection title. Serve is over, bumped in the back row. Set on the attack, skirt left front, off the two blockers. Bumped. Set on the attack, middle front, tips over the two blockers. Jacobson trying to keep it alive, still tips it over. Free ball for WEM. Trying to end it. On the attack, left front, hits it over, and it's down. And WEM wins. Jacobson dove for it, could not come up with it. And it's 27-25, WEM, they are your South subsection champion. And heartbreak for New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. WEM wins the first two sets. Panthers win set number three. They had a set point, and set number four could not put it away. And the Panthers season comes to an end here in the South subsection. They have to settle for South subsection runners-up. So what a season for NRHEG, and what a matchup.
Yeah, great, great. I mean, the first few games, Waterville Legion had them on their heels, was dominating. They turned the tide in the third set, pulled it out 25-23. This was a great back-and-forth game. Unfortunately, we fell short 27-25. It was a lot of fun. The place is full. You know, the band is playing, and I think they have medal presentation right now after this, and I believe will happen, so... That was a great, great match.
WEM wins it 25-18, 25-15.